What's up, guys? Wanted to give you a quick spoiler warning. Kyle and I actually get into talking about a bunch of different anime and superheroes in this episode. If you're in the midst of watching, really, we talk about a lot in this episode, just check the description of this episode, and we'll have a list of all the topics that we talk about. If you don't want to be spoiled, if you're in the midst of watching like Hunter x Hunter or, you know, My Hero Academia or something like that, this might be an episode that you skip until you're caught up on the shows. But just check the description of this podcast and we will list everything that we talk about. Thanks.
Swagger on 100.
What's up, guys? What's up? What's up?
What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Episode 4, dude.
Four.
Quattro.
Four. Some numbers.
Don't think too hard, Kyle. What's going on, dude?
All good, man. All good. Just kind of chilling today.
Yeah.
Had to go to Jacksonville today, get some uniforms for work.
Oh, okay.
So, other than that.
Do you have to pay for those or I didn't think so. But.
School board pays for that.
Okay. That's what I would have thought. But
yes.
Yeah. So for everybody listening, Kyle and I spent the weekend up in North Carolina helping a friend move back down to Florida. Hi, Megan.
Nice Hola, Megan.
You. Nice to have you back home. But yeah, dude, the weekend went by in a flash.
Yes.
And I've been in kind of a haze ever since.
All I remember is I woke up, we were in a car, we were in North Carolina, which the trip went by pretty fast.
It did. Well, it did. I knew it was going to.
Like
I mean,
six, almost 7 hours went by fairly quick, like, because we were just kind of joking around, laughing in the car and having a good time.
Making the best of not having AC in the U-Haul.
Yeah. Even with three stops going up there, we still made it.
And oh, yeah. We made it in decent time.
Like 6.5 hours. That wasn't bad at all.
No, it wasn't bad. And honestly, I really don't know why, other than the fact that it had to have been trying to take me through
Atlanta.
No, when I originally pulled up her address, her North Carolina address, I was at the office.
Yeah.
And it was probably wanting to take me out of Lusty. Take like the long way out
oh,
there
yeah.
to the
it
interstate.
It wanted to take you like all the way out.
Because I was already out east of town.
Through. Yeah, shove
and
you all
like,
the way through Savannah.
And I was like, why did it add like an extra 30, 45 minutes to the trip?
Yeah, that's...
Because when we left Saturday morning, and I asked Pop what the ETA was, and he told me, I was like, it said it was closer to like 7 hours.
Yeah, that's but, not bad. Because it was trying to shove you through Savannah. And,
yeah,
and all that, and then go up and back over and back around. That's,
but yeah, no, I knew the weekend was going to go by way too fast because spend 2 days traveling almost 14 hours,
yeah,
in 2 days just travel alone and then loading U-Haul,
which we loaded pretty quick. I've loaded so many trucks in my days.
Yeah, no, it did.
That helped out a lot.
Looking back on it, we did because I was telling Megan because her mom wanted to watch all the old movies and everything, all yeah. the old videos from us back in high school. And I told Megan, I was like, well, because she was telling me that morning that her mom wanted her and David to, once they brought the U-Haul back to the house, to go ahead and start loading it. Because her mom wanted us to have enough time that evening to watch the videos. And I was like, well, we're going to get there at like 1 o'clock.
Which was plenty of time.
Yeah, I was like, and then you'll add, I wasn't gonna let my mom do anything with her back stuff, but like, I was like, you're adding three other people, me, you, and Dad, to help.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I would prefer that she doesn't really have to do anything, so then
yeah, and
got the fireman line going.
I
and
mean,
got
I
that
mean,
bad boy
out.
Loaded.
Like I said, from loading trucks so much and band and working at Target Distribution for so long,
you're used to it.
Y'all just throwing boxes at me. I knew like literally exactly where to put the boxes. We had it done, I think, in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We had that whole...
It was nice, too, that the majority of the boxes were like the same size.
Yes. just literally
she had some that were a little bit bigger, but like the majority of the boxes were like the Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever she got them from, like the large size boxes, which they're not that big. It's like the majority of her boxes was that, and she didn't have, and she told me before we came up that she didn't even have that much furniture.
Yeah, the bed frame,
so, yeah,
two dressers and a computer desk.
Got there and none of that stuff had moved.
No,
packed it in there.
Proud of myself.
Well, if we ever need to start a moving company, you know, we could.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we'd call it. Bros for moving. I don't know.
Bros for moving. We're called the We'll Do It So You Don't Have To Moving Company.
Yeah.
You've got more money than you know what to do with moving company.
Spend your money on us.
Yes.
And we'll get it there. Company.
Pay the extra $50. We'll do this shirtless moving company.
I mean,
I didn't say you would like it.
We'll even throw in commentary while we do it for an extra 25.
Is it raining?
It could be.
Sounds like it's raining. That's awesome.
It could be raining. It'd be awesome if it is. Or the air conditioner might.
Or I've just got some white noise all of a sudden in my head,
yeah.
Which is equally as possible.
That, yeah. We've been having some issues, like, with the mics and stuff like that. I was messing around with them all day trying to kind of fix them. Could be the air conditioner kicked on.
I don't know. I think it's raining. Anyway.
Huh. I'm looking out the window. It could be.
So, Kyle, pop quiz. You ready for this?
Prepare popcorn. Yourself.
Popcorn? You got some popcorn?
Corn.
On?
I'm going blind. Oh, I thought we were talking about... Oh, anyway.
Prepare yourself.
I'm prepared. What you got? I think I know what's coming. It's a question.
Oh, it is a question.
Good. Answer.
Because I said pop quiz.
I failed.
Okay. What is the strongest character in any anime?
And when we say strongest, like what kind of strength? Like just brute strength or like overpowering strength? Like they just get stronger?
I mean, all of it combined, but really, like, think about all of those factors, but also think about how often they either rise to meet a challenge or overcome what would have been a challenge or something. You know, like, I'm not trying to make it easy. I'll give you a hint. It's not Goku.
Okay. I have to go with Saitama.
That is the correct answer. And I know
this man can punch through literally anything.
I know that people... It's hard to disagree.
Yeah.
But I also know that it feels like a cheap answer, but it is the answer.
It is.
Because One Punch Man is written to be kind of satirical.
Yeah.
In the fact that he never struggles.
He does. I think in like episode 3, he finally tells Genos what his secret was.
Yeah.
And he's like, the secret is you do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, and you run like 1K mile, whatever, 1K run something.
Yeah.
And do that every day. For 3 years straight.
And that's what made him bald?
He turned bald. Never gained an ounce of, like, muscle.
No.
But yet, the strongest man.
Yeah. And I know that that's going to trigger some people. Like, I was it wasn't today. It was actually a couple days ago. I don't know why. I think I saw an article or something that just... You know, you sometimes will get Google article recommendations. Just, like, push notifications to your phone.
Yeah.
And one... was like, what is the strongest anime character out of all the animes? And I started thinking about it, and I was like, it's got to be Saitama, because even though it's the cheap answer, it is the answer. Like, Goku always rises to the occasion and struggles, but eventually wins. JoJo, All Might,
Gon had to sacrifice.
But everybody's got everything. But it's Saitama that never struggles.
Never. I think like one time he struggled.
I don't.
He got hit. And then
he got hit.
Yeah, he gets hit and gets knocked down, but like it does no damage to him. He just stands up and then he's like, "Okay, my turn."
And then he beats everybody with one punch.
I literally just restarted watching for like the fifth time.
Oh, did you?
Because apparently either at the end of they've talked about possibly the end of this year. They haven't really said anything, or come next summer sometime, season 3 is finally coming out and it's been like 5 years, 6 years or something like that.
You know what anime we need to get into, since we're kind of in a lull waiting for like the next Hunter x Hunter or the next installment of My Hero or the next season of One Punch Man. What we should get into, obviously we need to watch Demon Slayer. You've already watched it. I have not watched
the new season yet. The Swordsmith.
You've only watched the first season?
I've watched all the way up to the Swordsmith.
Okay.
Which is the third arc.
Okay.
So you have the first season, then you have the arcs.
So you can just each of the main rewatch, demons. Kind of pick up where I'm at. Yeah. I'm only on like episode 3 of season 1.
Yeah.
So obviously Demon Slayer, but we should start watching Berserk.
I've heard of it.
I've heard nothing but good things about Berserk. And I think it's on Crunchyroll.
That and my niece says Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yes.
She says that it is literally like.
Yeah.
Top tier. It's right up there.
I mean, our list of things we need to watch, the Terminal List is not an anime, obviously, but it's a show that I've started watching, and every single episode I'm like, Kyle would love this.
Yeah.
Kyle would love this. So, like, our list of shows that we need to watch keeps getting longer, and I'm not upset about that.
No, I'm actually excited for a bunch of the stuff that's coming out. We still haven't watched the super long part that came out for the season 4, part 3.
Attack on Titan.
Of Attack on Titan. Yep. We still haven't watched that. Yep. And then in October or November, the second part is coming out. Yep. So it's kind of like one of those, I want to wait and then watch them back to back. So I feel like I'm watching a full movie.
Didn't you send me something on TikTok the other day?
Yes, the trailer. I sent you the trailer.
Not about Attack on Titan, but it was the silhouette of Gon and Killua, and it was like, guess who's returning for,
yes.
Was it later this year or next was year. It next ne- year?
Like next summer it's supposed to be coming out sometime. Okay.
So next year we've got Stranger Things season 5.
Yes.
We've got, hopefully if it stays on track, we've got the next installment of Hunter x Hunter.
Yes.
Cannot wait for that.
Waited long enough.
What else is supposed to come out next
Ready
year?
To see Killua just straight use Godspeed and just
And this time, you know, not just like
I hope they do it right too.
Somebody
like give
in
us,
place.
Yes, give it some time. Like that show them That's, training.
Yeah.
And then show them like just top tier, like they're in their teenage years, like this is how strong we've gotten.
Well, and like you and I have talked about before, I don't see, having not read the manga at all, neither one of us have.
No, I've
I don't see how they could continue the show without giving Gon his nin back. I don't see how...
Yeah, because he's the main character. Him and Killua are the main characters.
Exactly. And there's so many arcs that haven't been wrapped up.
Yeah.
For the main one that comes... Or the two main ones that come to mind is Illumi and Killua.
Yes.
They got to resolve that somehow.
Yeah, some giant fight between the two of them, or something to show that.
Gon and Hisoka.
Yes.
Like, that's what, two or three times now Hisoka has intentionally left Gon alive because he's like, oh, I see the potential, and don't look at me like that.
The boy is mine.
Yeah. And it's just like, well, Gon has got to kill Killua. Or not Killua, Hisoka. Like,
yes.
That's got to happen.
He's either got to kill him or just beat the ever living snot out of him.
And they kind of alluded to Hisoka killing Krollo, off camera, which
they get into their fight there on in the mountains, where he finally caught up to him, where he's like, "I finally get to fight you."
Yeah, and then nothing,
and we never heard any more from the Phantom Troop.
Was that before or after Hisoka shows up in the game to help them? That was before, right?
That was before.
So you would assume
because somehow he got into the game.
Yeah, and you would assume that if Hisoka had lost to Krollo, then he would have been dead, not able to. Like, they basically allude to he killed Krollo, but we never saw the fight. That was a fight I really wanted to see.
Because the very end, too, we see...
maybe they'll do a flashback or
we
something.
We see Kurapika. It's got all the eyes of his people back.
I want to see... I don't want that to just be glossed over. Like, I want to see...
I want to see him destroy the Phantom Troop.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole point of his Nin, was he only used it
to kill the Phantom Troop. Yeah, the contract that he made was that, you know, if I ever use this on anybody that's not Phantom Troop, it'll kill me.
Yes.
Like that, but because of that, if I use it on Phantom Troop, it's like you can't escape.
Yes, they can't escape it at all.
Yeah.
Because it gets stronger how strong they are.
Yeah.
Then it's strong. So, which is, that's pretty sick.
And Leorio?
We got to see him use his Nin the one time where he punched Jin.
And Jing, as we kind of did a little bit of extra research, he allowed it to happen
so he could steal the power and use it later.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And that's better than Krollo's, because Krollo's, he kind of takes it, but he can only use it the one time.
Well, he can only use one at a time, and he's got to have the book open.
Yes.
So,
whereas Gene can literally just take it in. He can use it anytime he wants.
And I think... although we haven't seen this in the anime, I think we were looking it up or something, and it alluded to that he could potentially use multiple
at the same time.
At the same time,
yes.
I don't know what the stipulation is, because he had
this ability to control. Like, apparently in the manga somewhere or something, they were talking about he was able to control bullets at one time.
That's pretty awesome.
People were shooting at him and he stopped the bullets and just was able
straight
to
up matrix
would send them back flying at them, but he could send them using other abilities as well, so like a telekinesis, but on top of that,
that's so broken. And again we haven't seen Jing use anything.
He took a hit and that's it, and then he talks about how big the world
when everyone that had shown up, because they were still deliberating who's going to be the next chairman for the Hunter, the Hunter Association. And they were like, had all those people in the auditorium, and they were giving him crap about what like a crappy dad he is.
Yeah.
And he starts beating him up. I don't know if he used Nin or not, but we never actually saw him use Nin. It was just like he had a guy in a headlock and a guy in like another headlock using his legs. And
you can only imagine that if somebody had used Nin at any point in that fight, he just took the hit and was like, I'll use that one later. Thank you.
I have all of your... And the cool thing is, too, is that he doesn't siphon their ability away from them.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, oh, now I can use it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they can still use it. It's just like, thanks.
Yeah, but now I can use it.
Yeah.
Along with, I have the power to have all the powers.
Which is, yeah.
And somehow, Gon is... They hint at Gon being even stronger than that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But, dude, waiting... I will say, having the anime end the way that it ended, and you and I have talked at length about this
no way they could just leave it.
No.
No.
There's so many things, like Killua's sister that he finally rescued. Illumi still wants dominion over her because her power is... redonkulous.
Yeah.
He wants to either get Killua out of the picture or, you know, find a way to control Killua again, knowing that really she only listens to Killua. Like, he doesn't make requests of her. He's the only person that can literally, like, demand, I mean, in a nicer way, but he's basically ordering her to do it, and she does it.
Because he makes it sound... to the rest of the family, like, you have to demand it of her. But then he finally reveals that she'll do anything, or the demon that takes over is the actual Nin user.
Yeah.
Will actually do whatever he says because he
has that relationship with her.
Yeah, because he literally treated her like a normal person, or the demon itself treated like a normal person.
Yeah.
And is like...
he was the only one in the entire family that actually... treated her like both sides of her, because I mean, technically, like, the demon side of her is still her. Mm-hmm. Like, they refer to it as a different person.
Yeah, it's kind of like bipolar.
Yeah. But like Killua was the only one that kind of took it as a package deal and was like, well, either one of you, you're both my sister.
Like, yes. And that was like...
You're not just a tool to demon, be used.
It was like Omnica or...
I forget.
Onika.
We'll have to look.
Yeah.
I forget the name.
Yeah. Like, it's like very similar to the sister's real name. Yeah. They just share the same, a couple letters.
Yeah.
And then... He basically just says, hey, heel gone, and that giant, like, aura that the entire city could, the entire, like, world could feel, basically a god was like, okay, you're fine. Go find your dad.
They left it way too open-ended.
Yeah.
Like.
They hint at, like, this demon that took over is, like.
And I'm not.
A nin user from another world or something.
I'm not 100% satisfied with how they left Gon and Jing's kind of, like, they finally were having a conversation.
Yeah.
But, and maybe this is one of those things where they will never never make Jing, like, it still pisses me off how like aloof, yeah, how aloof he's been about Gon. Like, and then it's one thing to be like, well, I know my son is strong and I know he's got all this innate, like, talent and ability within him, and, you know, he needs to struggle for it to be released or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But his son was on the brink of death, and he's just like, they're like, you're not going to go see your son? And he's like, well, it's not going to matter if I'm there or not.
Yeah,
it's like, Jesus Christ, dude, like, it's still your son.
Which makes you think, like, at some point he could have had the ability to probably heal him. He already had some type of healing power, but
this is
like
another test.
That was just another test for Gon, was like, your friends will figure out a way to bring you back. If you have true friends, they'll figure out a way.
You know, not knowing exactly what the extent of Gon's ability is, it'd be really cool if we come to find out that, like, he's the only nin user that's basically able to tap into an unlimited supply of nin. So what I mean by that is, like, where somebody else in Gon's situation when he was fighting
Pito, yes,
was like, anybody else in that situation is like, I will sacrifice my ability to use nin if I'm able to use all of my potential in this one moment. That would have, like, sapped anybody else's, but it would be cool if Gon's ability is, like, he thought he was making that pact.
Yeah, and that was just, like, opening up the
door. It starts to
kind
of, like, come back to him after he's got some time to heal and start training again. It's like, no, you're the only person that has an unlimited supply of nin.
Because they even hint at, like, him being just...
Because that would be the only way...
A monster.
Yeah, that would be the only way I could think of where he would end up being stronger than, like, his dad.
Yeah.
If his dad has the ability to have all the powers...
Yeah, like, he just has an unlimited supply of nin.
Yes, that would be the only way I could...
He can
really
basically go Super Saiyan.
Show me Rock.
It. Yeah.
But I'm channeling all the nin in the universe. It's like Spirit Bomb times 10 gazillion.
Like, when he goes into that form, like, when he gets just super raged, he goes into Berserk mode, and kind of like Broly, where he's just unstoppable. And then, but he learns how to, like, turn it on and off.
Yeah,
that would
because
be cool. 'Cause
when he did power up against Pito, it was like rage that helped him to evolve into his older form.
And then,
but
he
once
was
he was
so
in his
calm.
Older form, it was like, it was eerily calm.
Yes.
Where it was the calmness of somebody that was like, I know that I'm about to kill you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Because he freaking, like, she even followed him. He says, come with me.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
But still was like, I have no choice. And she's like, I still have a chance that if I don't do it now. So when she leaped at him, he literally dodged.
Yeah.
Didn't really freak out or nothing and just kicked her in the stomach, flew her up into the air.
Yeah.
And then
while she was in the air, she was thinking to herself, like, well, at least he's using all of his nin now on me instead of Miriam.
Yeah.
Because she's like, this is a noble cause to die for, because this kid could probably have killed Miriam in this state, mm-hmm. but I'm forcing him to use all of his Nen now on me. So I'm taking his piece off the board, basically.
Because he kind of makes that pact where he's like, he makes the call of like,
we really don't know what pact he made either.
Yeah, he just kind of says, give me all the power I'll ever have, or all the Nen I'll ever have.
Well, we but read that in an article, but like, I don't think it was conveyed that way in the anime, yeah, necessarily.
Because, I mean, in reality, if he knows that that's all the power he would have, I would be, like, if it was me, I'd be striving to go even further beyond that. That, as I trained, I'd be like, well, I already hit that.
It's like, I've seen what my quote-unquote peak is.
Yeah, so
I want to see if I can go past
I can go past that and do even just, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see how they can continue the show without somehow like his Nen starting to return,
showing him like starting to kind of train to control
and kind of like what I was talking to you about too. I don't want there to be a situation with Hunter x Hunter like what's going on with Dragon Ball Super right now,
where they're just we're trying getting, to come up with arcs.
Well, we're getting to the point where it's hard to write interesting and believable villains.
Yes.
Because, like, in Dragon Ball Super, well, now they're tapping into, like, you got Ultra Ego and Ultra Instinct. These are basically god powers. Well, once you run through the gods, who's left? I mean, it's hard for me to believe, and I've talked to you about this before, too. I hate how power levels seem to not matter at all anymore. Yeah. It's like, oh, Super Saiyan 2 Trunks in the future was able to, like, when two Super Saiyan Blue, you know, Goku and Vegeta, are getting wailed on. But all of a sudden, there at the end, you know, Super Saiyan 2 Trunks, Ascended Saiyan Trunks, is able to, like, get real mad. And
but yeah, he couldn't do that.
And I'm like, but then what?
And how many times did they go back?
Power levels don't mean anything.
They went back so many times, over and over and over, trying to beat Zamasu and Goku Black.
All for it to end with
Trunks doing it himself.
The Omni King just wiping away the entire realm.
Yeah.
Or that entire future. Because once they finally did beat Zamasu?
Yeah, Zamasu.
Zamasu. When they finally beat it, and it's like all of a sudden his like essence or whatever was just in the atmosphere and it was about to consume the entire, and then the Omni King was like, okay, bye.
And then after that, they went back to their timeline again, and then went to that universe, and they were like, hey, he's trying to kill you. He's going to kill everybody. And then they were like, okay, just kill him now.
Yeah. So all that to save a future, and it still gets wiped away anyway.
And it was like 40-something episodes.
That was... I can't...
This is my take. And a lot of people have talked about it, and I've seen it before, and I thought about it myself. What they should have done, instead of him taking over Goku's body and then killing Goten and Chi-Chi, they could have went a whole different direction and gave Goten, like, his peak.
Yeah.
Goten could have been the Goku Black and just been the Goten from that timeline.
Basically let it be his villain. Because young Goten looks exactly like Kid
Goku. Yes.
So same haircut and everything.
He could have went around saying, I'm Goku Black, and then reveal that's actually...
I'm really Goten.
Yes.
And I had something traumatic happen, and it turned me into a villain or something like that.
Yeah, I lost my mom.
Yeah.
Goku, like...
Oh, I would have loved that. Yes. Because they've even said before in the show...
That Goten should be stronger than every one of them.
Yeah, every subsequent generation is supposed to be stronger.
Yes.
But here we are still focusing on Goku and Vegeta, and it's like, well, at a certain point, you gotta let those guys kind of... Not fizzle, go away, fizzle. But they gotta kind of become background characters. And now we've got Beast Gohan, and we've got...
Show them training Goten and Gohan.
Yeah.
Like the old days, like in the hyperbolic time chamber and
they
stuff.
They need to bring a villain that literally neither Goku or Vegeta can, like, power up enough to beat. And it's like another Cell
because
saga.
Eventually the two of them are going to get to their peak. They're going to get old.
Well,
at some point you run out of ideas, like you said.
You would think so. I mean, kind of hope so, because otherwise then we're kind of back around to my original point. Power levels don't mean jack anymore.
No.
When two Super Saiyan God Blue Saiyans are getting tossed around, getting jostled, you know,
Because we made the point the other day. What about Ultra Ego and Ultra Instinct? What happens when they do their fusion?
Gogeta Ego
and their Ultra Instinct Ego.
Yeah.
And it's,
they kind of counteract one another though, if you think about it, because Ego gets stronger the more you get punched, and Instinct means you dodge everything.
So they could just turn it off and on and just get hit.
Or
and
you
then
could
swap which
power you wanted at the time. That'd be badass. But again,
they would be so OP.
But now we're in the realm of godhood. You had Toppa the Destroyer literally in the middle of the Tournament of Powers, like, okay,
I'll be a god.
I've decided I'll be the destroyer god for my universe. Yes. In the middle of the tournament. And he still loses. So now we've gotten to the point where they're beating literal gods. Well, I'm sorry, you're going to get to a point where, because even if they do let Goku and Vegeta fade kind of into the background, like, they're still characters and they're still there, but they kind of let Gohan or Goten and Trunks kind of come to the forefront and be like the new protagonist.
Yeah.
Even if that's the direction that they go, you've already had the current two protagonists fighting off gods now. Well, how do you write a bad guy anymore? And that was kind of my point with Hunter x Hunter, where Miriam, you never, because we haven't seen Jing use any of his Nin yet, but it's strongly hinted that Netero was the strongest Nin user that wasn't like a bad guy.
And he held his own.
But he had to sacrifice himself at the end of everything in order to kill Miriam.
Yes.
So the supposed strongest Nin user had to kill himself to take down the strongest villain. Well, where do we go from here?
Yeah,
they kind
you
of
have to
did
have a
hint
that, you have to have
in
a
that
villain
last that episode. They kind of did hint that there's like potentially other universes or other like realms. That, okay. So you can go like start going to other realms and there's even more powerful things.
Yeah, because they kind of hint at the Chimera Ant arc, like the beginning of it, that the Chimeras aren't from that realm.
Did they say that?
Like, I think Kite makes a comment that they're not supposed to be here, that they were banished from that realm, that they're supposed to be in an underworld.
Continent.
That's what, like a continent or something, but they're supposed to be
like
a specific.
Yeah, they weren't native to that continent, but the queen at the time had, like, somehow survived.
Yeah.
Because typically Chimera Ants, although they are strong, like, on their own, that it sounded like the Hunter Association had
hunted
specialized hunters that were able to hunt them down, and they were. And again, it's kind of that same, the reason Miriam was so strong is because the queen had managed to consume so many Nin users.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she consumed a Nin user, it would make her
into a Nin Chimera Ant animal.
Yeah, but all of these Nin abilities were getting like siphoned basically into one being, the king.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to get to a point where it's hard to write an interesting villain.
Yeah.
It's why I'll die on this hill. It's why I've never liked Superman.
Yeah, because Superman, like, the closer he gets to the sun,
well,
he's just always strong.
He's so one-dimensional. Like, that's why I like Homelander in The Boys. That is an interesting take on Superman. It's more interesting to think of Superman being morally ambivalent or kind of ambiguous,
like
kind of in that gray area.
He has that hard time of trying to,
like, what would you do
manage
if Superman decided
to be rogue?
Yeah, I'm gonna do what I want.
Like, if he
and
was
sometimes
just like,
it's
I'm
good
not,
and sometimes it's not.
Yeah,
but who's gonna stop me?
Instead of being the hero, the
look
anti-hero.
At freaking look at the Justice League movie.
Yeah,
literally 80% of the movie, 85% of the movie is we gotta revive Superman.
Yep.
We're getting our butts handed to us. We got our, and as soon as they revive Superman, it's like, okay, guys, don't worry, I got this. And that's like the other 15% of the movie is just Superman making the rest of the Justice League irrelevant.
Yeah, because Homeboy literally like takes a punch to the face and it does nothing.
Yeah, and that's kind of always been my issue with Superman. It's like,
which is why Batman is the GOAT.
I agree.
Batman is the GOAT. Because Batman, this man can take always... a beating and yet still stand up.
Well, like, everything special about Superman is our...
Son. Batman, on the other hand...
Batman's actually a martial artist.
Yeah,
he's actually an investigator. He's actually a genius. He's actually a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a mechanic. Is... Like, he builds all his stuff. Well, for the most part.
For the most part. I mean, he had Fox.
Yeah. He had a lot
Lucius.
Of things that...
He had Lucius kind of...
From the Wayne Enterprises stuff, for like the spelunking.
Yeah.
Their military like grade their stuff. Yeah, but I mean, other than that, like, he still took advantage of it and used it for, like, he used all his money for something good instead of what Wayne Enterprises was going downhill.
That's why Batman was always my favorite DC hero, and Iron Man was always my favorite Marvel. Because, like, I love The Flash, but it's a similar problem. Because of the nature of The Flash, the only good villain that you can write is another speedster. Yes. And it's so boring. Like, it gets
It's one fast
repetitive.
Person after another.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, I'm back to being the fastest. And then, here comes a guy from Universe 117.
Yeah.
And it's Master Chief. I'm scared.
Yeah.
117.
Basically, like, I think at one point, because I quit watching the show after a while.
The CW Flash?
Yes. Like, it was great up until season 3, season 4.
I watched, so the first big villain was the Reverse Flash.
Yes. Comic accurate. They did a really good job.
Yeah, I like that. And then they got into Zoom.
Zoom was pretty cool.
Zoom was pretty badass. Yeah. I like that, too. And it was right around that same time that they started giving Cisco, like, he started... His latent ability started kind of showing up some.
His, like, telekinesis portal thing.
His vibe. They call it vibing.
Yeah.
And
he basically made, like, a riff.
Yeah. And then, where did they go after Zoom?
After that, they kind of dug into, like, the Kara Danvers, like, Superman or Superwoman type
Supergirl.
Ordeal. Yeah, like the multiverse thing.
Yeah, they did do some multiverse thing because they would bring... not that this is multiverse, but this was crossover. Several episodes with Green Arrow.
Yes. Which I like those episodes. They did a really good job.
But again, I like Green Arrow because he's human.
Yeah.
There's nothing like
Same
inherently special. Yeah. He's just trained.
Yeah.
He's just very well trained.
Granted, he was blind from acid and could see things like when it rained and stuff or feel vibrations. But he trained.
Did that happen later in the show?
In Daredevil?
Oh, you're talking about Daredevil. I'm talking about Green Arrow. But yeah, Daredevil, same thing.
Yeah. Like, he had those powers that he got from the acid or whatever.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, he was trained martial artist, and he was a great lawyer.
Yes.
So, like, it worked out. Again,
you
he
could
was
write
human.
Any number of good villains for either of those guys.
He didn't even have to fight people with powers. It was like he just, for being blind, he could sneak up on somebody, be undercover, nobody would know.
That's why I liked Slate. Like, if you ever, did you watch the Green Arrow, the CW Green Arrow
little
show?
A little bit.
I loved, like, Slate, Deathstroke.
Yes.
I love Deathstroke being, like...
He was always, like, a really good character to write.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, this ninja.
He was, like a mercenary, basically.
Yeah.
But he, at the heart of it, he was still just a human dude.
Wearing armor. That was it. And he had a sword.
Yeah. But these guys are actually, like, they've worked on, I guess Tony Stark is less of a martial artist.
And but he still trained
He
himself.
Relies more on the tech than Batman does, but...
Still took training, though.
Yeah.
Still took a lot of building. I mean, he was a mechanic. He built things.
But that's just what I hope that they don't do.
It gives more of that realistic feel for people to kind of, I guess, bond with.
Yeah.
That character. As far as, like, I mean, like, another one, Punisher.
Yes.
Love the Punisher.
I absolutely love the Punisher. And the thing...
He's a great character that you can write for.
Yes. You kind of...
He's the anti-hero.
I like the anti-hero.
Yes.
Spawn was another good one.
They're the anti-heroes that give you that heroic feeling.
Yeah.
But basically, down to the roots of it, like, they're doing what's right.
I have to say, I loved the in season two of Daredevil,
mm-hmm.
like the it's now on Disney Plus, but the Netflix Daredevil.
Yeah,
in season two, they had the crossover between Daredevil and the Punisher.
Yes,
I loved. I think it was like two straight episodes where he had Frank Castle had him tied up like on the top of the roof or whatever.
Yeah, they're like chit chatting back and forth.
And he's like, he goes, I've got no issue with you, Red, but I do have an issue with how you do things. And he was, and of course, you know, Matt Murdock is trying to reason with him, like, what gives you the right to be judge, jury, executioner? What, like, people can change. And he's like, and then Frank Castle goes, how many guys have you put away that came back, didn't change, and more people died because you didn't do. He's like, when you put them down, they get back up. When I put them down, they stay down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that whole moral quandary about, are some people
worth letting
worth go? Redemption?
Yeah.
Or is everybody worth redemption? It's like, is everybody worth redemption? Nobody worth redemption, or some people? And if your answer is nobody or some people, then it's like, well, then how?
Yeah. How do you draw the line?
Yeah, who gives you the right to be the one to choose?
Yeah, you hurt a kid. Yeah, you deserve to die. You hurt a grown man that was elderly. You're given like the chance. You just need to go to jail. Like,
regardless, I almost said irregardless. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. That's one of my pet peeves. Regardless of the crime, the I guess the argument is, okay, so let's say a pedophile. My initial instinct is, if you've got them dead to rights, we don't need no trial.
No.
I'll take a 99-cent bullet and let justice be justice. And if one less pedophile.
You got the proof, it's there, done.
But
that's all I need.
I guess the argument that Matt Murdock was trying to make was like, but what if
there was
that person could change? What if that person could be made to regret what they had done and completely 180'd and changed for the better? And it's like, so I loved season two of Daredevil. I wasn't a huge fan of the whole, like, the hand.
Yeah.
That whole thing with Elektra. Like, Elektra being in the show kind of...
It fueled the
Matt Murdock, Karen...
Yeah.
And Karen Page and Elektra, like, the love triangle thing. Like, I kind of felt like that was the only reason that they brought Elektra in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the hand was kind of like the low point for season two, but I loved the crossover between, the Punisher and Daredevil.
Yeah. There was a lot of, I guess at the time people saw a lot of controversy with it. And for whatever reason nowadays, you still hear about people making controversy about the whole Punisher.
Oh, because the gun violence thing?
Yes, it's gun violence, but
that's literally
the character was written. It's not a child's comic.
Yeah,
it's exactly. An adult's comic on a fictional character. Like, there's blood, there's gore, it's rated that. Like,
yeah.
Like Stan Lee, we used to sit there and talk about it. He's like, it's a character meant for grown adults, military people who served in like the police force to enjoy.
Not every superhero. Or not every hero needs to be for kids.
Yes. He's the one that, like, when you're crying in an alley, that shows up and says, I'm here to take care of whatever your problem is. You don't owe me anything. Well,
there are iterations of Batman.
Yeah, there's very dark iterations of Batman. Yeah,
where you're like, oh, okay.
And trust me, but I love Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's that whole thing, and that's what makes the friction between him and Joker so fun and, like,
yeah.
That's my favorite.
He doesn't want to kill the Joker. He doesn't want to kill anybody.
Yeah, that's like,
but
his
line. The Joker
line.
Is like, I'm going to make you eventually. You're
going
to break
it. The Joker
doesn't
care if he dies.
No.
And now it's like a game. How far will you let me go before you realize the only way to get rid of me is to kill me?
Yes.
He's like, you're going to kill me.
It's either you kill me
someday,
or I'm going to die somehow. But, of course, Batman won't let him die.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be hanging from, like, the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And just be like, all you got to do is let me go. But Batman won't let him do it.
Well, he even says in the Dark Knight.
Yeah, there's the one thing, like, he's hanging upside down.
Couldn't,
he's like,
you couldn't let me go, could you? And he's just like, I'm not like you. I'm not going to play into your stupid games or whatever, but you're going to answer for your crimes.
Yeah. And he's like, that's exactly what I want you to do. I want you to.
He's like, I knew you were going to do that. I knew you weren't going to let me fall.
So I.
But eventually, I still.
I love, like, the fact that he gave him the choices between, like, Harvey Dent and whatever her name is.
Oh, Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel.
Rachel.
Where's Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, one of them's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, now, this is, it's down to you. You make the choice, because it's the one choice that you can't live with.
Yeah.
And is letting somebody die. And now I'm putting two people in harm's way, and you're the only one that can save them. Who are you going to choose?
Yep.
And Batman's like, in his head, he's like, I got to go with the person I think is going to save this town.
Well, no, he thought he was going for Rachel.
Yeah, and he tricked him.
Yeah, the because Joker, he was like, I'm going for the woman I love. Told them the opposite.
Because he knew that he would go for the person that he loved.
Remember,
and in the
said,
end, they both died.
Remember during
way.
The interrogation scene, he said, for a second there, I thought you were Dent, the way you threw yourself after her. Remember when they were at that party or whatever, that fundraising party, and the Joker lets Rachel go out the window,
mm-hmm.
and Batman, like, dives after her? He's like, you know, for a second, I thought you were Dent, the way you threw yourself after her. He knew that, and maybe he
that was,
had,
like,
some
his
inkling
test to kind
that
of
it was
figure
Bruce.
It out.
But even if he wasn't, like, 100% sure that it was Bruce, he knew whoever it was had some sort of attachment to Rachel.
Or else they wouldn't have jumped out and saved her, like, many times. And he'd been studying these
heroes. Oh, yeah.
He'd been studying these heroes, trying to figure out who he could go after.
I know that it's maybe even a little cliche at this point to be like, Heath Ledger was my favorite Joker. Because there have been some great, like, if you wanted to do the more comic book
accurate version,
that'd be like Jack Nicholson, probably.
Yes.
I don't hate the Jared Leto Joker. I hated the... I think he did well for the direction that they told him to play the Joker. Yes. I was not a fan of just the overall direction of that Joker.
I will say on that, that when they gave him the redemption of playing the Joker again in the Zack
Snyder,
version,
cut.
Loved it.
I still haven't seen the Snyder cut.
I love that version of Jared Leto's Joker.
Yeah.
I was okay. Like you said, I'm okay with the Suicide Squad Joker
mm-hmm.
for what it was. Because the Suicide Squad basically was, like, its own comic.
Yeah.
And its own take in a different, like, timeline.
I didn't like
sort of.
That he was more... Or, I'm sorry, he was less of the mentally unstable Joker and more of the, like, I'm just a gangster Joker.
Yeah, he's
and
more like the gangbanger style.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, Jack Nicholson's Joker was the mob boss, but also the... He was obviously
maniacal.
Crazy. Yeah, obviously crazy. Heath Ledger's was...
I'm just straight.
He's like, I'm a dog chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do if I mean, I just do things.
His whole existence was chaos.
That's,
And it gave a good take on what a lot of people in our world are like now.
Yeah.
There are some people that just can't be helped.
Yeah.
That we put in mental societies and that's just out in the world that we can't help them. That's just how they are. They're just here to exist.
Not necessarily any fault of their own, but yeah.
No, they're just here existing, and they're just doing what they know how to do.
Yeah.
Like, for the Joker, it was cause mayhem.
Yeah.
And he was good at it.
Well, he was like, all of these rules that, you know, civilized society lives by, it was like he got off on...
Breaking them.
Making people devolve into anarchy and into chaos, and it's like... It's like you poke in the hornet's nest, all of a sudden the hornets are just going everywhere. And he's like, it just takes a little push. And all of a sudden these civilized people turn into animals.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like his whole point, was making people... and that's why he had the thing with Batman. He's like, well, that's the one rule you're going to have to break.
Yeah.
It's like that one rule, the rule that you're not going to kill anybody, that's the one rule you're going to have to break.
Basically, there's another side to whatever you're portraying yourself as.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to show it to the world so that everybody can see that you're not as amazing as you portray yourself to be. Like, you're this high and mighty, like, I'll save the day. That you have a soft side, too, that you go crazy if somebody was to mess with something that you...
Or that there's no one pristine rule.
Yeah.
It's like,
sometimes rules are meant to be broken, and other times there's like, he did it just to prove a point. Like, you're not as perfect as everybody thinks you are.
Yeah. Well, and in season 3 of Daredevil, they kind of focus on Matt's struggle with, I'm devout Catholic. I obviously don't think that killing is good.
Yeah.
I obviously have, like, moral obligations to killing. But the whole thing with Kingpin is that, like, some people are too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even when I put him away in jail, he's still operating from jail. It's like, it doesn't matter where I put him. He's still this cancer on Hell's Kitchen. Like, he's still just this cancerous tumor no matter where I put him.
Yeah.
And at the end of season 3, you know, he's got him, like, about to break his neck or whatever. And he stops. And, of course, Fisk, you know, is like, you're going to have to kill me because I'll never stop hunting Foggy Nelson and Karen Page and all this. And he's like, you don't get to destroy who I am. Like, I'm not going to break that rule, even though I want to. God, I want to.
Yeah, it'll be on my terms, like, not yours.
You're going to go back to jail. And now you've got your wife, Vanessa, and like, there's an angle. You F with me, or you F with any of the people I love, I will make sure. He's like, maybe you'll still weasel your way back out of jail. I'll make sure she spends the rest of her life in jail. And he's just like, all right, well, yeah. As long as you leave Vanessa alone, I'll, you know, whatever. But I'm interested to see, because if they ever do a season 4 of mm-hmm. Daredevil, I'm interested to see. It seems to me like they're going to have to kill off Vanessa.
Yeah.
And then it's going to make Kingpin go absolutely unhinged.
Yeah, to finally have that break.
Because as long as she's still out there, that's like the leash that they're mm-hmm. able to have him on. So they're going to have to kill Vanessa somehow.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Kingpin is just like, you've got nothing to hold over me anymore. I'm just going to go freaking ape on everybody. But yeah. This kind of turned into just a
full on, like,
we'll just save that for next episode.
We'll kind of go about this and this.
Yeah, we'll just save all that stuff for next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's been about a week since we've done an episode. So yeah. This was kind of a, and we haven't done an episode like this really.
No, where we just talk about, we kind of segued in, like what we talked about in the very beginning, that we kind of talk about anime,
yeah,
comics, things like that, yeah, stuff that we enjoy. And it gives everybody that kind of different outlook, something for everybody.
Yeah,
because not every one of our episodes is going to be for everybody. We hope they are.
Yeah,
I mean, we hope people want to listen to every episode. This is
kind of a variety podcast.
But I mean, yeah, we're not... you can kind of listen to whatever, whatever floats your boat, kind of thing.
Well, hopefully, we might have to go back to the front side of this episode and give like a spoiler warning for anybody that might be interested in watch any, yes, of the things that we've spoken about.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like everything we've talked about has been out now for years. It's not like,
yeah,
but I would still like to give a spoiler warning.
Cause there might be some people that are like, I'm waiting to watch Hunter until the new season comes, yeah, out, because I'm still reading the manga.
And just let people know you might want to skip this episode and come back, yeah, to it after, you know, I don't want to ruin anything for anybody. Yeah. So we might need to add that little tag at the beginning. But those of you who did stick around and listen, whether you've watched any of the aforementioned animes or not, or TV shows, because we didn't just talk about anime.
Yeah.
We hope that you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot more of this in the future because Kyle and I literally off mic will sit and talk for hours,
yeah,
about this kind of stuff.
We can be in the gym working out or just walking.
That's
the track.
Normally what we talk about.
It's the whole time.
We'll go, I mean, walk the track or do stadium steps.
It's the best way to
something.
Get your time in.
Yeah.
So like you can just walk for 3 or 4 hours and work out, and then you realize that you've talked about anime and stuff, and you're like, I didn't realize time had passed.
Yeah.
So.
But thank you guys for hanging out. And,
thank you.
We'll catch you again in the next one.
Yeah.
Peace.
Swagger on 100.